Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody feeling?
Hey, how's everybody?
A little post-Turkey Day, four-day extravaganza.
Right.
How's everybody
doing?
Feeling?
Good. Good.
Everybody good?
I feel fat.
Feel really?
Good. Fat? Feel fed. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Jonas, did you actually eat?
Yeah, of course.
What'd you eat?
He had his ham.
No. I had. I actually went after a little. I had some pecan pie. Had pecan pie.
Is it pecan or pecan?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, is it a pecan a bird?
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's like toucan.
Toucan.
Yeah, toucan. Toucan.
Oh,
like
yeah,
Toucan Sam, right. Fruit Loops,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. But, I ate a little bit. And
okay.
Now
that was it? That was it? That was all you ate was pecan pie?
Pecan pie. You know, had some stuffing, had some ham, a little bit of turkey, a little bit. Yeah, just kind of mix and
match.
Was
it vegetarian ham and turkey?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no vegetarian.
Oh, it was meat?
Who do you think you're talking
to? I'm just saying, man. I don't know.
I mean, I did have some.
Was it peppers? Was it peppers turkey?
No.
We know we need meat.
There is a vegan, roast out there. It's called Field. Roast,
I was being funny, actually. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But, it was fine. Everything was fine. Ate, and we were good to go. Nice little 24-hour fast today, and I'll be ready.
Back 24 hours?
Yeah, back to,
get it all
back
out?
To 100%.
All right.
Yeah, fully
what
back.
What about you, Q? How was it for you?
It was great. I mean, it was the first time, I want to say, in over two decades, we actually got to spend it as a family together back home. And I literally think it was like my sophomore year of high school. It was the last time I can remember spending Thanksgiving at home.
Wow. That's so dope, man.
Yeah. No, awesome. It was cool. Like I brought back all my kids back to Columbus, obviously, for the game. But obviously, you know, I want them to meet their great grandma, you know, see their grandparents and all that. It was one of those experiences that I don't think I'll appreciate it enough now, but I will in the future. There's no doubt about it.
That's
indeed.
Awesome.
Indeed.
That's awesome. Now, with that
by the
being,
way, how about that ass kicking Ohio State guy?
How about that ass kicking?
Hey, that was probably the highlight of everybody's weekend. You coming back to Columbus/Dublin based on what that game turned into? Because
there was like a sense of mourning. I swear to you, being at that game, 17 million watched that game, which was pretty incredible. It's I think it's the largest regular season viewing of a game in 11 years, something like that. But it felt like everyone was funneling out of the stadium going to a funeral. That was the general feel, besides like the 12 Michigan fans that were brave enough and courageous enough to go out and watch their team walk into Columbus on a beautiful fall day, no wind, no weather, into enemy territory, absolutely wipe the mat with Ohio State in the second half. I mean, it was There's not many times.
Hey, man, turn that off, man.
Yeah.
Like, relax on that.
Come on. I don't mind hearing it because it's deserving.
I always mind.
Dun, dun, dun.
And by the way, count me as one of the people who was dead wrong about that.
Hey,
I thought that was going to be Ohio State walking away with it, especially considering some of the matchups. And Michigan just outcoached them, outplayed them, out-toughed them. It was domination the second half.
You know what it felt like? It seemed like Ohio State said, all right, we're not giving up 300 yards on the ground, so we know they can't throw on us, so let's just sell out on the run. There's no way they can beat us down the field. And then they did it once, and it was like, okay, well, that's fine. We'll let it get by us one time. And then it happened again, and then it happened a third time, and they said, all right, we might have a little bit of a problem, but no, we're still going to stop. And then they gave up that long run to Donovan Edwards, and that was it. It was over.
It was a wounded backfield, too, on top of that. Like, you didn't even have a healthy backfield.
Yeah, what did Corum had, what, two carries in that game?
Then he had to come
Edwards is very capable. I mean, he's a nice 1-2 punch.
But he had a messed up hand. His hand was messed up.
His thumb. He was supposed to get surgery, depending on how things went, maybe this week. But I can't imagine that that's the case. I mean, obviously, they got to play in the Big Ten championship game. And then obviously they'll win that and go on to the playoff. I assume they'll win that game.
I think Ohio State may. You know, we always had the conversation about their coverage. They stay in man coverage, and their secondary is arguably probably the weakest link of their defense more often than not. And
it hasn't been that way in a while though. Like that's what's weird the last few years.
People don't go after them. People really do not go. I have not understood why people do not go after Ohio State more aggressively. I guess because you feel like if you make a mistake, they're going to make you pay for it on offense. If you get a turnover, if it doesn't go the way you expected it. But I mean, I give Harbaugh credit because it was an aggressive approach. Like it's finally somebody came out and was like, "Look, man, win or lose, win draw." We're going to go downfield. We're going to stay true to running the ball. And I thought the game plan was fairly simple. It was fairly simple. The route progressions were fairly simple. They had to cover. They had to be able to cover, and they weren't covering guys. I don't know. They may have exposed Ohio State, if you ask me.
I don't know that they exposed them. I think it was fairly simple what they did. And then when you go back and watch it, I had a chance to kind of go back and comb through it last night. Because I remember watching in real time thinking, is it that simple? If you go back to in particular the fourth quarter, because it really wasn't that bad of a ball game until the fourth quarter. It was 24-20 Michigan at that point. Obviously, Ohio State led 20-17 at the half. And what they did was they put in 11 personnel, which is three wide receivers, one tight end, one running back, and they ran the football. They forced Ohio State's defense, their nickel defense, to try to match up and really test their run gap integrity. And then when they wanted to throw the football, and you can go back throughout the game and look at this, they put in their 12 personnel, their two tight end sets, two wide receivers, one running back. And so they put in the big personnel to throw and find those matchups versus the safeties in coverage, with the exception there's one blitz zero that J.J. McCarthy kind of threw out there and Cornelius Johnson made a great play. But then when they went to run the football, they put in small personnel. And they were like, your small guys can't figure out how to run fit and stop our rushing attack. And that was ultimately what made the difference in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think that was one of those type of games. We'll see. We'll see if it was exposure. I'll say this. Their defense, Ohio State's defense, has bailed them out the last couple weeks. The Maryland week, the Penn State week, their defense came through and helped them get a hold of the game when the offense did not get it done in terms of, you know, handling it at being a high-scoring offense. The defense wasn't able to do that this week, but I just thought that the sheer aggressiveness of how they went downfield, everybody's talking about, McCarthy. McCarthy couldn't put, you know, he's never had to throw it downfield, da-da-da. We don't know if he can – he's never had this type of test. That dude was dropping bombs on him, man.
There was also a lot of ego. It felt like there was a lot of ego with Ohio State, too. Like, no possible way that they can match throw for throw with us with that guy quarterback. We've got a Heisman Trophy candidate. We got a top three pick and just went
out. Hold on. Look, dude, I spent a month with this team. That was all justified. I mean, outside of watching them in non-conference beat up on Hawaii and UConn and you know, whoever else. They didn't display that. So I think the brilliance of Harbaugh was not only the second half adjustments, but the fact that they must have felt like they could do it. They just wanted to release it at the right time to do so. And this was it. So, like, you can't counter that. And statistically speaking, once they got in a Big Ten play, the stats just don't back that up. Like, J.J. McCarthy struggled when they did it, and they, for whatever reason, didn't really try to do it very often. And to be quite honest, like, they didn't need to. Like, and I think that was what was amazing about it is...
That's the key.
Jim Harbaugh went back to, like, the Bo Schembechler days and was like, we're going to run it, and we're going to run it, and we're going to run it, and then we're going to throw it when we feel like we need to.
And you got to be able to play defense. Their defensive game plan was strong as well. I mean, they limited their opportunities. You know, that I think they did a fine job. And a lot of people, you know, that defensive front for Michigan, I mean, it's a serious defensive front. I mean, it's just as, to me, they're just as impressive as they were last year. So, I mean, maybe not quite as impressive, but close in some regards.
Statistically, they're right there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. I mean, I don't know that they have Aiden Hutchinson, but the kid with the dreadlocks, I'm blanking on his name right now. He's a pretty dope defensive lineman, man. The defensive end they have, there's no drop off.
Mike Morris was banged up, and he didn't play as much of a factor, but the Mozzie Smith kid, their nose. That dude makes everything go. I mean, Junior Colson's good. He leads them in tackles. But to your point, like I don't know that they've got any, you know, blaring first round like top of the draft picks like they had a year ago.
Who's the producer for the Big Noon kickoff games? Like, who produces it? Who's in charge of the
Chuck
camera
McDonald,
shots?
Chuck McDonald is the producer, and then Rich Dewey is the director.
All right. They did a phenomenal job. After the first Donovan Edwards long touchdown run, they just started panning to different people in the crowd, and they were in a state of shock.
Disgusted.
It was fantastic.
Let's be real about it. Like, what's the excuse? Wait, what's the excuse? Last year it's in Ann Arbor, it's the weather, it's everything else, and you're just going, okay.
You're in like, shoe. You were in the shoe.
What you guys tell me? What's the excuse? Well,
Senior day.
We talked about it in the off season. Oh, revenge, Ohio State. I think I even remember it was Texas A&M, Alabama, and Ohio State, Michigan, and we all said, "Man, this is going to be Alabama getting revenge on Texas A&M this year, and it's going to be Ohio State getting revenge on Michigan at home. No way they let this happen again."
Michigan
took it from them.
C. Wood was all by himself on his prediction. Y'all put him under.
Full disclosure, he's been that way for the entirety
of his time, he's
been that way through years where they lost to Michigan State and they lost to Penn State and they lost to Ohio State.
That's
like
fair.
He's been that way forever. Never once picked anyone but Michigan.
But it looked good on Saturday though.
Yeah, every once in a while.
He was the only one. Yeah, they say the sun shines on a blind dog's ass at least once in its life. I mean, that is how the saying goes.
Ah, man, that was phenomenal.
That
television.
Blind dog had sun on his ass on Saturday. I tell you that.
That was fun to watch.
11-0 versus 11-0. That was a hell of a game to watch. Yeah, I will say it was enjoyable.
I think the interesting narrative behind it is just, you know, if you're Ryan Day, I'll put it this way. That is the most losses an Ohio State coach has had dating back to John Cooper. But that spans over 18 years. That's the Urban Meyer tenure. That's Luke Fickell and then Jim Tressel combined. Mm. All three of those coaches, obviously Fickell only served for a year, but all three of those coaches had a combined two losses to Michigan.
Yeesh. Well,
a combined two losses.
Now the heat starts to get ratcheted up for Ryan Day.
That's ridiculous. People were saying, only Urban could come back and fix this. Like this is crazy. It was crazy to me to see the responses to them losing. It was crazy. Like people were talking about we need to get a coaching change.
Are those his only losses in Big Ten play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Period.
That's incredible.
Like, period. At all. Because the Urban Meyer, the field goal block that where we beat him, that was Urban Meyer, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day's only got two losses
in Big Ten play.
Yes.
Those are some bad losses.
He lost to Oregon. I mean,
but I'll tell you what, for people who don't understand nationally, that can be it for you. Go back and look at John Cooper's record while he was at Ohio State.
He won over 100 games.
Dude, he couldn't beat Michigan.
Yeah.
And then the bowl game thing didn't help either. But honestly, the bowl games back then become kind of what they are now, where you played a lot of guys who were going to play like the following year. Because the game what is thing is meaningful at that point if they weren't playing in the national or a national championship caliber type game.
Or a New Year's Day bowl. Like, if you played in that second tier bowl game, dudes was just kind of like, man, next
like
year, bro. Or
yeah.
I'm off. Like, I'm out to the next level, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, you guys have said, hey, we'd rather beat Michigan and beat Ohio State than to win a national title. The response to it was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could have foresaw it going that way.
No. Close game, right?
But yeah, maybe close game. But blow it open? Yeesh.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio. Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles get it done. They continue to roll there. They get it done last night in primetime over the Green Bay Packers, who I guess you're right, Brady. Green Bay just can't really stop the run all that well. Just not not really a strength of their football team at this point.
No, it hasn't been for a while there. That's a unique rushing attack to stop when you got to stop Jalen Hurts as part of it. I don't want to geek out on scheme and stuff. I love watch what they're doing. You know, it's fun to watch what Shane Steichen, their OC, and Nick Sirianni are doing. It's almost like they're bringing some of the college concepts now to the NFL. And it's seldom that you see an offense be able to do that and last and consistently be successful in doing it. And I shouldn't call it college concepts. It's just, it's things that you don't see in the NFL. You know, it's kind of unique. It's rare. And it's really how they space things. You know, they'll put two receivers on each side of the formation out wide in a stacked alignment. And they'll basically force a defense to say, okay, you either need to match up with our guys on the outside and take that away, or you have to take away our ability to run the football with the amount of defenders you put in the box, meaning around the offensive line, the line of scrimmage. And they'll do this throughout the course of a game. And it doesn't seem like it's like a big deal, but it makes things so difficult on a defense. And I'm sure, LeVar, you could speak this from playing and coaching. Like, it's not that complicated, but when you're talking about a team as talented as they are, with the mismatches they can create, and then Jalen Hurts and his dual threat ability, it's a nightmare. Like, so I don't want to, like, harp on the Packers' rush defense last night too much, only because in general they've struggled, but that, like, Philly's just such a unique offense and a unique challenge this season.
It's all about the numbers, right? Like, you count it out. Like, when I'm doing defensive schemes, I try to count it out. Like, okay, this side has five guys. All right, this side has six guys, okay? You look at it and you say, all right, I don't really necessarily have to count the quarterback per se, but in the games that I've had to count the quarterback, it's much more stressful to say, okay, with my count on trying to figure out if I can get more guys to each side playing defense, if that's possible. So, and I'm sure this is how the defensive coordinators are looking at it at the pro level as well. What are the personnel groupings? Within those personnel groupings, what is happening to the stronger side, right? You may have, you know, seven guys to one side. And it's like, okay, are they more dominant to go those ways? Or are they not? Are they going out the other side? And once you set your defenses to be able to try to do the coverage aspect of it, but also manage the run, it is difficult when you have a quarterback that can run. When you, it's like, okay, third down, we know this is a passing down. We're going to bring our you know, we'll widen out our defensive ends. We'll get them further out. We'll bring them. But if they come too far upfield, and you saw it happen last night,
yeah,
he'll come underneath you. And now that one defender that you were hoping your edge rusher would buy your linebackers time to be in coverage and then come up and make the play if he runs, it doesn't work that way because he's able to get out of there. He's so elusive, but he's athletic enough to be a running back. So it's definitely a difficult proposition when you have an RPO style quarterback and a quarterback that not only can read the field and throw the ball, because their quick game was really clicking yesterday. Then you're able to establish the run, and they're going to beat you up inside of the tackles, which is, you know, accessing the B gap is generally what is most important in a run attack. They want to get the B gaps.
That was always what you told me you're most fearful of.
I mean, always. The B gap is just, it's horrible. It's horrible,
yeah,
you know?
People accessing yours.
Yeah. Access right the B gap, you know? Yeah, you're a J-Goff for that. You know?
mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, but yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, you know, because it could be man. That could be a very dark place. It could be
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Hey, Jonas, is that a wrap for Aaron Rodgers? I mean, look, the game was kind of over. He leaves with an oblique injury, even though he's been heroically playing through an avulsion fracture on his thumb.
Heroically. I mean, he was throwing some darts. Lines. Yeah, he was throwing some balls.
But you think that's it, Jonas?
He said that if they're still mathematically alive, he wants to be out there. And he actually spoke after the game, and this was Rodgers talking about his optimism for wanting to play next week. You take a listen.
You know, as long as I check out fine tomorrow, I'll expect to play this weekend.
Oh, you think you might?
Yeah, as long as I check out okay tomorrow. Okay. And it was in the first half and then got kind of re-aggravated in the third quarter. Just having a hard time breathing and rotating my upper body. So I was worried about a punctured lung as well. So I wanted to get that checked out.
They have no shot at making the playoffs. They didn't have a shot going into this game. It's a done deal. And if I were, don't you at some point, we got to see a little glimpse of it last night, but don't you at some point want to see at least what you got in Jordan Love? Because they have some decisions on him, right? They've got to decide if they want to pick up the option for next year. I just think at this point, like, what are we doing here? He's got a busted up thumb. He's got busted up ribs now. You're not going to make the playoffs. I know he wants to play. You paid him a lot of money. But at some point, you got to be able to see what the future does look like if this is the direction that you want to go. And I just think Matt LaFleur, who said afterwards that, look, I'm not ready to make a decision on shutting him down. What are we doing it for?
You know what this is like? Like people who buy like a second home, like a vacation home, you know, it's like a luxury, right, to be able to have that. But there's people who buy it and then they never use it. It just sits there. It's like costing them tax dollars. It's costing them money. And like the idea of it, you're always like, oh man, but we can go there every once in a while. And you do and you enjoy it, but you like never fully commit to it to really see what it would be like to live there. You know, it's just the idea of going there for a weekend or maybe like a week once a year. It's kind of like that. Like they're like so hesitant. And I think it's in part because how much they're paying them. I mean, you're paying him $50 million this year. It's like you're really going to, at this point, 12 games into the season, where you might still mathematically have a shot, just say, you're banged up. Let's see what Jordan Love can do. I mean, it's a tough pill to swallow, right? Like if someone told you, hey, you're going to dump a bunch of money into a beach home as your second home, your vacation home, where you're going to retire, but you can't use it for the next, I don't know, 2 years. You'd probably be sitting there being like, wait, why am I paying for this then? Like, why don't I sell this thing and just buy something 2 years from now?
But let me ask you guys this. If Jordan Love comes in and they make this decision and he comes in and plays well, because he did, look, he made some throws last night.
Right out the gate. Yeah. You know who he reminded me of? Aaron Rodgers, he came in from Favre that first game. Was it versus Dallas?
Yeah, and I think it's almost, I forget how many years to the day, but it's almost exactly the date when that happened. And it was, and they were talking about it last night because Collinsworth was actually on the call for that game as well.
What did
too.
He say about it? I didn't get to
I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, this Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's got a heck of an arm, but I mean, he's no Brett Favre. I mean, golly. But if Jordan Love comes in and plays well the rest of the season, what's the decision afterwards? Because if they decide, all right, I mean, we feel like we've got something here. Do they try and unload Rodgers? Because I don't think Rodgers is just going to walk away. Do they try and move him? Like, what's the plan if Jordan Love comes in and plays well?
I think it's going to be fascinating to see where he could potentially go. Because Garoppolo's a free agent after this year. You can't franchise tag him. So the 49ers are going to have to make a decision on him. You obviously got the situation in New York, and Mike White looked great. I don't know that they're going to view him as their long-term answer. Maybe they would be a player in all of that. The most interesting thing to me, I mean, you got teams like Houston who need a quarterback, but they'll probably look to the draft, and who knows what's going to happen there. And you could throw in L.A., and I don't know, you know, Stafford's probably done for the rest of the season. It looked like Sean McVay even got knocked out on the sidelines of
cracked.
That game as well in concussion protocol.
You want to throw Denver in there?
I was just going to say Denver. Because here's the reality of Denver. The Walton family bought it after they had already hired Nathaniel Hackett. George Payton, their general manager, who hired him. So they don't have any ties to really the general manager who was there when they bought the team, or really the head coach who was hired before they bought it.
Or the quarterback.
Well, the quarterback's a different story.
Because of the
you did sign him to that contract. Now, yeah, they didn't trade for him, but they did sign him to that contract. So I almost wonder if things are so bad in Denver that they wouldn't just say, where's that reset button around here? Where's that big red? Oh, there it is. Boop. And just level the whole thing. Mm. But the problem is then you're selling low on Russell, right? You've got this bloated contract he's not playing up to. Who's going to trade for that? And that's, I think, part of the difficult part of that conversation, because you're not going to cut him. And again, if you're going to trade him, you know, you have to get a significant compensation in order to take on the contract and take on a guy who doesn't look like he was playing like he was in Seattle. So I think San Francisco and the Jets are the two most interesting teams. Maybe even the Giants, too, depending on how you view Daniel Jones in that situation. That'd be another team to keep in mind.
This is a winning situation for Jordan Love, though. And it's interesting because with Aaron Rodgers, if you really are looking at this from a critical eye, why even continue on if you're Aaron Rodgers? Like, get your thumb fixed. Enjoy your season. Like, he for that type of injury,
goodness, and ayahuasca.
And I was going to say it, but you know, it seemed like kind of like just a simple one. He can ultimately show up when he wants to show up. Like when you get deactivated for the rest of the season. I mean, what he might have to show up once a day for his treatment, but there's a chance that he says, "Well, I'm going to get my treatment here." And all he has to do is make sure that the person he's doing his rehab with is keeping in contact with the team trainer or whatever. So he's in a situation where if he decides he wants to get his thumb repaired and be done for the season, he doesn't even have to be around. He doesn't even have to be around. And I wonder if he's entertaining that, because, look, most athletes, when they find themselves in a situation like this who understand the business – it's a business decision.
Right.
And people can say, they can lie and be like, no, I'm a team player. That's not hell if you are. You're going to sit there and you're going to be like, here's what my situation is, and I can actually have an extended offseason because I can start my offseason right now. The reason why I think that this is advantageous for Jordan Love is you come in under any other circumstances than what's going on right now. There is a ton of pressure for Jordan Love to live up to the expectation of what has been the quarterback's position since, you know, obviously Brett Favre and now Aaron Rodgers.
They've had like 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play.
So, but right now you're having a struggling season, and the focus isn't on you need to be a stellar quarterback, Jordan Love. The focus is, dang, like, can he play? Like, can we get a little bit of a win here? Like, can he throw a couple touchdown passes? Can we be competitive? Can we get a couple more wins? And now all of a sudden, I mean, look at what we were just saying about Ryan Day. Like, a week ago, everybody's like, Ryan Day. Today, people are like, man, we need to get Urban Meyer back to be able to have a good season. The dude only has two losses. So the point is, Jordan Love is in a situation where all he has to do is give the fan base some hope. You don't have to go out there and try to be Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. Just go out there and give the team some hope. It's actually an advantageous moment for him just because of how bad the team is doing and how they're struggling right now. And for what it's worth, that was probably one of Aaron Rodgers' best games. He was playing pretty well.
Yeah, he didn't look bad. He had the picks, but, I mean, he did make some throws.
That first pick was like the guy got hit. The hit off is like it's a deflection. Like, I'm not even going to put that on A-Rod. He was throwing some good balls. He looked like he was poised. He looked like he was trying to win the game, and he looked like he was good. Like,
I hope he was trying to win it.
Well, you know how that goes.
He's a guy, he doesn't throw bad picks either. You know, like when he throws a pick, if it does look bad, it's probably a miscommunication. Someone fell, something happened. You know, there's guys when you throw picks, you go, Yeah, this guy just doesn't get it. He's not a good decision maker. Like, he's not going to make it. And there's guys who throw picks where you're like, oh, okay, I could see that.
You mean like Carson Wentz throwing a left-handed interception last year?
Like, that was an example of, like, yeah. And by the way, now he'll make some throws to make you go, wow, you know, but then he'll make that decision and you go, wow. Like, it's just, I'm telling you, man, sitting in a quarterback room on a Monday after the game and you start combing through, like, other teams looking for plays, watching other guys, like, especially like Brady and Rodgers, who like everyone's always watched, you'll watch some of that and you'll just be like, yeah, I can understand why he did that, or I can understand why he went there. There's some dudes you watch, you're just like, nope. He just either didn't see that dude, or he just got panicked and just threw it up there.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit FishingBooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Okay, so how about Jacoby Brissett? You know, one last chance, one last opportunity to start for the Cleveland Browns before you know who comes back next week. And he goes out and gets it done against Tom Brady, his former teammate, New England, and the Browns do it in overtime. How about the Brownies? I mean, you had a skunk in the stands. The field.
Hold on. Stop. Can we discuss this? There was a skunk, a live skunk, not like someone dressed up like one, not a pet furry one or something like that. That's like a stuffed animal type toy for a kid. There was a live skunk in the stadium in Cleveland. I have never heard of anything like that before in my life. And people were like in close proximity of it. I mean, I was thinking to myself, man, that thing's going to spray you. Like, can you imagine being a skunk in an NFL stadium on game day? I mean, you'd be all out of sorts, like looking around thinking, what the hell is going on over here?
By the way,
I don't know where I am.
Can we check that? Because Lee, you know, basically, he's like a human skunk at this point with what he did earlier in the show behind the scenes. But how what is the radius on a skunk spray to where? Because you got to throw out your clothes. You got to throw everything out, correct?
You, like, you can't get it off. Tomato juice.
What?
Is that actually true?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
have you had to do it before?
I've never had to do it, but I know a couple people that had to do it.
Okay, I'd rather
I have some hunting friends, and that was high school.
I'd rather be sprayed by a skunk than swim in V8.
No, you wouldn't. No,
well, I mean, that's disgusting.
You would not,
you'd
bro.
You'd have to do that. Like, you never have to swim in V8 unless you got sprayed by a skunk.
I've had to do it to my dog.
Did it work?
Yeah, totally worked.
I'm just telling you, bro.
And a skunk can spray 15 feet, apparently.
Whoa. And there are people like,
yeah, man,
that's 6 seats down.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
an
but
entire
that's just,
section.
But hold on, though. That's they can spray 15 feet. I can guarantee you that smell carries way further beyond than the 15 feet of the smell spray. So I'm just telling you, bro, you that's not what you want. Like, you would not rather get sprayed than jump into a bath of a V8. That's no. No.
God, I feel bad.
Now, I have smelled somebody who had just gotten hit by a skunk before. I've never been sprayed by a skunk, but I've smelled a person who had just gotten hit by a skunk, and that.
How was that?
No, no, no.
So your clothes are gone,
bro.
You know, somebody yesterday probably brought out their, you know, signed Josh Cribbs jersey. They're sitting there having a great time watching a game.
And
Tom Brady's final time in Cleveland.
It's done,
and it's over.
Imagine if it was a Tom Brady jersey that got hit.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody could get it. You know that, right? I mean, that skunk ain't playing no favorites. Like, oh, that's a Tom Brady jersey.
Definitely not racist.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. No discrimination.
Lee, can I ask you this? So did your dog just smell like tomato juice at that point? Like, the more I think about it, I'm like, that would also still smell pretty bad.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. They did have a smell for another day or two. And it looks like you're murdering your dog inside the bathtub because it's just red tomato sauce everywhere.
Yeah, PETA's going to be all of a sudden take a couple wrong photos.
Well, is it tomato juice or sauce?
Yeah,
sauce.
Tomato sauce. Juice. I use tomato.
No, it's, sauce?
It's supposed to be tomato juice. I don't know about tomato sauce. Lee, I ain't never heard about tomato sauce.
Lee, you put ragu on your dog?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't give a shit about that.
Lee's got SpaghettiOs.
I ain't never heard of tomato sauce.
Lee's got
sauce.
SpaghettiOs in his dog's eyes. What's wrong with you, Lee? That's not the
way
you do
it. I gotta look this up.
Which is it? Now I'm curious.
Bad dog.
I guess it's supposed to be tomato juice.
Yeah, it's tomato juice.
I ain't never heard.
You're using Chef Boyardee.
I ain't never heard of no tomato juice sauce.
Oh, man.
God dang, Lee.
Can you imagine Lee eating some raviolis while he's feeding his dog in tomato sauce?
It's like they run short. He's got leftover Bucca de Beppo. That'll work. Yeah.
It was like tomato sauce.
No wonder he still smells.
He's got Santa Marzano tomatoes. He's rubbing all over his dog. Either way, it's expensive.
God, Lee.
What's wrong with you, Lee?
Either way, it covered up the smell.
But it stuck around for 2 days.
He's about to make dog parmesan.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
Jeez, Lee.
Delicacy in some capacity.
I'm sure.
Oh, man.
I'm sure.
But that's it for Jacoby Brissett.
Listen,
you know what? They're going to look at the record overall and say, well, he only won 4 games. They would have won a couple more if not for whatever the hell you call that late game disaster against the Jets earlier this season. There were some other games early on that they probably should have won. Jacoby Brissett is not why this team has a losing record as Deshaun Watson returns.
Well.
Yeah.
He's done his part. And by the way, I'll geek out and see these like different stats. I think I saw a number like Tom Brady had won his last like 218 games or something like that. If that's even a thing. I mean, I assume how many wins does he even have?
Oh, geez. I'm efforting. Let me go ahead. And I've got everything in front of me here. Just go ahead.
Because I'm looking at the stat. I'm like, that can't be right. But the stat was something like however many wins like he's had being up 7 going in the final 2 minutes. It was like some ridiculous number.
248 career wins for Tom Brady. Jesus.
Good God.
He's only got 79 losses in his career?
Yeah.
Good. What?
It's pretty absurd.
Wait, hold on. No, that can't be right. He's only got 79 losses in his career? Oh, my God.
It's funny that that's the most impressive stat, just how few losses he has.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Okay.
Like, of all the things he's accomplished, the Super Bowls, everything, you're like, wait a second. He's only lost 79 games his career?
That's unbelievable. But yesterday was one of them. So
there you go.
So there's that. Now, what do you...
Jacoby could say he finished off with that.
Do you think guys in the locker room are thinking, all right, let's get Deshaun back. Let's roll this out. Or are some of them a little bit sympathetic for Jacoby Brissett going, man, he came in, played his ass off, put together good performances. Yeah, we don't have a winning record, but now he's got to take a backseat to a guy who's got everything else going on behind the scenes.
Sorry, man. It's time to throw in the towel.
That's just it? Oh, jeez. How could you? How could you?
Literally and figuratively, yeah. Right?
How could you?
There you go. That kind of was an easy one.
How do you think he's going to do, Deshaun Watson?
I was thinking, I was like, Jacoby Brissett might not be done. I mean, Watson's coming off after not having played since, the preseason a little bit. I know he's been practicing, but there's no doubt he could get banged up and he could end up getting knocked out of a game, especially his capability of running or extending plays. That's very possible. Soft tissue injury, you could count the different ways. You know, Brissett would have to be back in there. I think what's interesting is the Browns are still not out. I mean, you had the Ravens losing yesterday. Obviously, the Bengals won, which is big for them. We'll see the Steelers tonight. They're not favored versus the Colts. But the Browns still aren't technically eliminated. And that's all I think you could have asked for out of Jacoby Brissett, is just giving them a shot once they get back to Deshaun Watson. Well, now they've got him. And, you know, we'll see what this offense looks like. I don't know that you really need to veer far away from Nick Chubb. I mean, that's what's going to be interesting, is if Watson comes back and you try to open things up more because you think that's what Watson brings, Meanwhile, you've got a guy who, in Derrick Henry's words, is the best running back in the league. I think you don't want to get away from what's allowed you to be successful offensively this year as you try to segue in Deshaun Watson and his skill set. So I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch the rest of the season. I think it's going to be interesting to see the signs of the stands in Houston. Man. That game is in Houston, I believe,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I think it's – you know what? I think it's – we talked about what the Eagles are doing. I would assume they would veer down that road in terms of trying to use their run game and adding Deshaun Watson into that run game. They become a pretty, pretty dangerous team when you add the mobility that Deshaun Watson brings. Yeah. And I think that immediately will probably be a difference that you see in this offense is that, okay, you got to stop Nick Chubb. You got to stop Kareem Hunt. Those two are very formidable to have to stop and out of the backfield.
But Chubb's awesome, by the way.
He's a powerful dude when he runs that ball. And your boy Hunt runs that ball upset too. Like, I mean, it's a very nice 1-2 punch when they're available and they're healthy. So you add that element that Deshaun Watson brings, and now you're able to even up and actually create almost a disadvantage to a defensive team by having a quarterback that is as mobile as he is but can throw the ball the way that he does. That's what I'm going to be interested to see is he going to be mobile when he first gets back, or is he going to really depend on being able to throw the ball? I would suspect he's going to be – they're going to move him a little bit.
By the way, Brady, from a quarterback standpoint, has Tom Brady lost it as far as being able to throw the ball downfield?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a throw he made before half, and I think he threw it through like three Browns defenders over the middle to Godwin. And I was thinking to myself, like, he's one of like six quarterbacks who can even make that throw in the NFL right now. And he's 45 years old.
That's crazy.
He's 45 years old, people. And he's still playing at an extremely high level. They have no running attack whatsoever. Tristan Wirfs left that game. He's still, you know, battling through, moving within the pocket to make throws. I am in amazement of just his career and just the level that he's playing at this point. I'm speechless. I'm stuttering because I can't put into words and I can't put together a thought based on how amazing it is. And I know people sound like it's ball washing. Anyway, just go ask someone who's 45 years old what they do elite, like world class at. Just ask someone around you. And they're probably someone who's built up their career to be elite at that level at 45. He's maintained his eliteness for the past over two decades. It's absolutely absurd when you put it in the context of any other career, any other industry, anything else that's out there.
I'm convinced as the season goes on, I'm more convinced he's going to come back next year. I think, I don't know where he plays, but I'm convinced he's going to come back next year. I don't think he walks away.
I mean, he's healthy. He seems like he's playing better and better, right?
Yeah.
Unless he finds himself a girlfriend like Olivia Culpo, who, you know.
Well, then he's really coming
great
back.
Great point. Let me just.
I don't know. The injury bug starts to.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and check into that real quick. All right. So
I'm sure his come up is going to be serious.
Yeah.
I mean, McCaffrey and the 49ers are undefeated since he's gotten in there's been starting. So.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I keep wondering.
Definitely
like,
no pun intended.
Let me just go ahead and check.
Tweet
this
calf.
Skunks can shoot up to 15.
Oh, yeah. We got. Oh, boy. Yep, that'll work.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.